And welcome, and I hope in the next few days I'll begin to learn everybody's name and learn a lot more about you, and no doubt that will happen. In an informal manner, what I really would like to do is to take a half hour or so, not even that much time, until we have to start boarding, talk a little bit about Frankfurt, and a little bit about this trip in general, which is going to be an incredible trip. I'm telling you beforehand, I don't believe it'll ever be duplicated. It's a one-time only occasion. Whatever we do in the future, we're never going to do this again. So let's all hope that everything goes well, and it's an incredibly packed trip. There's in a 3 minutes. You're going to be going from 6 o'clock in the morning to 1 o'clock a.m. practically every day, as you will find out. You're free anytime you're tired, you want to stay in the hotel room and spend the day in the hotel, that's your privilege. But, you may have to do it after a while. But we'll be working at a tremendous pace and seeing all sorts of things, more than presumably you have on your outlines. We're not going to follow the outlines exactly as you have them, though I intend to get almost everything and perhaps everything and more in. This afternoon, for example, we fly to Warsaw, and from Warsaw we immediately leave the airport, we don't check in at the hotel, and we're going to Lodz. So today is devoted to Lodz. When we get back from Lodz, then we go to our hotel rooms, check in, and then we go daven Meir with everybody, men and women, in the Nozick Shul. And we will visit the Nozick Shul tonight because we're probably not going to have any other opportunity to do that. And that might happen 11 o'clock tonight. I don't know when it'll happen, but it'll happen in Mirtesha. So we have a heavy day ahead of us, and we're just getting started. In 1974, the late Rav Huttner, who was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva's Sifta Chaim Berlin, and a very distinguished member of the Meitzes Gedolei HaTorah in America, went to Prague and he visited the Kever of the Maharal of Prague. And very recently a Sefer was reprinted, it's been out of print for a while, called Sefer HaZikaron, the memorial volume in honor of Rav Huttner. It's called Sefer Zikaron, Lemoran Baal Pachad Yitzchak. And in that Sefer, there are many, many beautiful passages. One of them is a soliloquy that Rav Huttner wrote as he stood in front of the kever of the Maharal of Prague, and feelings that went through his mind and heart as he stood there. And it's described in great detail, and on your own, your first assignment is a final exam at the end of this trip. When you have a chance, take a look at the Sefer HaZikaron. It's well worth reading, certainly this segment on what it was like standing before the kever of the Maharal of Prague. He writes as follows at one point. Chomim karu the matzeva shal kever nefesh. The Hebrew word for a matzeva in the Gemara is nefesh. Enos in the Fashos with Tzadikim is a famous saying in the Gemara, so the Fashos means we all make matzevas. Now I'm reading the exact words of Rav Huttner. Lo hivanti me'olam kinu izeh le'eben ha-matzeva. I never understood why the Chazal would refer to a tombstone as a nefesh. And now he's speaking to the Maharal, he's standing in front of the Maharal. He said this as he was standing in front of the Maharal's kever. He says, Hello etzokol amadati. I learned from you, Maharal, she'ein melitza v'divrayim shel chachamim, that there's no hyperbole in rabbinic literature. If Chazal used a certain term, it must have some significance. V'adayim hi efshuli b'shum ofen l'hazbir zevetet. I can't explain why Chazal used the term nefesh for a matzeva. Aval eneni yodea ketad, ve'eneni yodea heyach, ve'eneni yodea ma. In his beautiful Hebrew, which I can't translate, he says, in effect, I don't know why and I can't explain it, but now that I'm standing in front of the kever of the Maharal of Prague, somehow I understand why a matzeva is called a nefesh. It's alive. It spoke to him. In any yodea heyach, he repeats it again. In any yodea mav, in any yodea ketzad, avol b'mishush, when I touched the tombstone of the Maharal, hier zit, begut